Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show. Tracy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 9 years now he's been hanging out with us. He's president of Commercial Finance Group. He founded it in 1974. He helps companies just like yours and mine get the growth capital that they need. And he does it in a number of different ways, very creative approaches. And I've asked him to join us again today to talk to us about some of that. Tracy, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here again.
Good to have you here. So, Tracy, after the recession, the Great Recession, and the financial collapse of 2008, which were two different events, and then the subsequent lost decade, basically, that we had, that I attribute to a large degree, the sustaining of that, the full lost decade, I attribute to President Obama's administration. His anti-business rhetoric and policies. Where we are here is a pretty tough time for Main Street, but one of the silver linings has been that during that time, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, deleveraged and improved their balance sheet, improved their cash flow, and to the point where when the economy picked back up, they could grow their business with their own resources to a large degree. What do you think? What are you seeing? Does that look right?
I totally agree with you. I think what the gap that we had there with the prior administration caused was those that came out of the back end of the recession were they basically stripped themselves of any fat. They got
the ones that survived. The ones that survived.
Exactly.
All of them did.
And they were able to really work through that gap period that we suffered through, and then as momentum has picked up, you've really seen them being able to just put their foot to the gas pedal and take off, and still a lot of them doing it without leverage.
Well, and see, one of the things I predicted back in those days, 7, 8, 9 years ago, was what has happened. I said the balance sheets are going to be better, and I said this. Whenever growth starts back and they can start funding their growth with their own equity, their own cash flow, they will make outrageous profits. And in the recent index of the NFIB's index of small business optimism, those are things that are being recorded in their research. More finally, for 2 years now, they haven't needed to borrow money. Actually, for 10 years, they haven't needed to borrow money. Even through the first year or so of the growth of this recovery, this expansion, they haven't needed to borrow money. But only now are they starting to borrow money. But profitability is through the roof. And it's because of what we've been talking about. What do you think?
I agree. I would one thing from my perspective is I think through the Obama administration, I think it was very difficult, especially for small businesses, I think it was very difficult to borrow money as a result of the regulatory environment that they were subjected to. The banks were subjected to
the Dodd-Frank that didn't differentiate between the big banks and the small banks.
It did not at all, and I think who got left in the dust is those businesses, basically with revenues, in my opinion, $20 million and under.
Yep.
Were the ones left to suffer most.
And that's where your company comes in, isn't it? You fill in the gaps.
Yeah, we'll deal with 30 million and under is kind of our target. But the company was founded on really finding businesses that were starting up and trying to give them the platform to build upon and get themselves back bankable. Mm-hmm. So what we do is provide the capital in some cases, were able to do it without leveraging the balance sheet and provide the business the working capital that they need, give them the ability to prove their ability to execute and perform, and then at that point, you know, the bank is able to step in, and we're taking some of the risk out of it for the bank.
Right. Exactly.
And so today we continue to pay attention to startups, but we have opportunities of working with mature and larger companies as well.
So the good news that I saw in the internals of this NFIB report was that for years now, the number that where they said we don't need a stinking loan, that number this last month dropped 7 points, Tracy. So that tells me that they're using up their own equity, and they're still growing, and they've got to go somewhere else. And that's, to me, that's good news for your company. What do you think?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
And that's right out of the mouths of the small businesses who reported that to the NFIB. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get Tracy to tell us how he does his business after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.